Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hey, too. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load with the bad throat. And as we kick off 2022, let's start it out with a reliable source. Let's go to writer and podcaster Rob Morse. How you doing?
I'm a reliable source now. Thank you, Bill. Happy New Year.
You always were, Rob. That's
okay. In that case, I have to bring us some bad news from a reliable source.
Yeah.
I have best wishes to firearms instructor James Yeager. James announced on YouTube that he might have ALS, degenerative neurological disease. As far as we know, it's incurable. It may be treatable. He's seeing a number of specialists. He does already have some neurological symptoms. They can't define it yet to say, yep, that's ALS. Best wishes, James.
Yep. Rob and I are both alumni, whatever you want to call it, of tactical response. And
we've benefited from him. We've heard him. We miss him already because it's bothering him. He's slowing down. So frustrated. But as he says, hey, don't tell my grandkids.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, you know. That part, that's a given, but what is he, 50? He's a young fella.
I was going to guess 55, but okay, I'll spot you.
I don't know. I was putting an order in with Gene Higdon, and he just seems to think he's 52. I don't know why I think he's 50.
Oh, okay.
But
okay,
I don't
great.
Know. I don't know, but it, in any event, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing, and I hope they're wrong.
Wouldn't it be great? Well, and hopefully they'll find out, it's something, and they can do something about it, and yeah.
Although my first question was, why would he put that out? Nobody puts, I mean, James is not one for...
Doesn't need drama?
Nope. I mean, he's pretty blunt, and some people make what he says dramatic, but... no, he doesn't. He doesn't need. He's not looking to cause the drama anyway. But anyway. So that.
I saw we've got some news, but something bowled me over. Democrats know that gun control is a lie. Now you and I might have suspected that, but they told us. Recent poll: 47% of all respondents. Said that gun control isn't making any difference in these smash and grab robberies we see in major Democrat controlled cities. No, I know they got strict gun laws, but that's not helping. Now, here's how it breaks down. A little more than half of Democrats said that it made no difference. 16% of Democrats said gun control made violent crime outbreaks worse. Now ask Republicans. It's almost flipped, as you'd imagine. 55% said, nope, it makes it worse. About 38% of Republicans said, well, we know the gun control laws aren't helping. They certainly don't make any difference in this. When you ask people with no party affiliation, 51%, gun control is not helping. Interesting.
Yep. It's amazing.
There have been a number of political pundits who've said the current Democrat Party represents the left wing of the party. And here's something where they're asking people who identify as Democrats, likely Democrat voters, do you think the Democrat Party position is helpful? And they're telling us no. So the Democrats are essentially running against themselves. With the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms should not be a partisan issue.
No, it shouldn't. And I mean, certain other players out there are finding this out. I mean, they're finding this out in Beverly Hills, where they've always backed that kind of stuff. Now, they're having to go against that. I wouldn't be surprised if you didn't see that start happening in Chicago, because the nicer neighborhoods in Chicago are also sort of getting that effect nowadays.
Right. So. It was one of the nicer neighborhoods where the Democrat Senate Majority Leader in Illinois was carjacked along with her husband last week. He shot back. Oh, what happened to just be a good witness? To go back to L.A., that story that you mentioned, in Beverly Hills, there is a gun shop, there's only one? All right, it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
By appointment only. And they're booked. So if you're in a hurry, you have to leave Beverly Hills to get your guns.
Right.
Some sad news, and you know, the end of the year comes, we always do these. Democrat mayors delivered a record murder count in 16 of our major U.S. cities.
Well, they had a very unique set of circumstances. They've never defunded the police, had bail reform, decriminalized most of the crime, and made it okay to have riots in their cities before.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
So the sociologists I know are going, how do we tease that apart? How do we tell which was responsible to one degree? And I said, that's why you're a pro. I can't do that for you. That's over my head. 797 people paid with their lives in Mayor Lori Lightfoot's Chicago last year. Thousands more, not a single thousand, multiple thousands more were wounded. Philadelphia set an all-time record with 559 murders in 2021. Nearly 400 murders in Los Angeles. Criminal violence, that's a 15-year high. How to erase 15 years of progress in 1 year? 337 murders in Baltimore. That was only a few more than 2020. But sadly, it was the seventh year in a row with over 300 murders. About 7 years ago was when they started a big gun control and assault weapons push that disarmed a lot of civilians in Maryland and Baltimore in particular. Muriel Bowser's Washington, D.C., another 15-year high, 226 murders, 158 in Atlanta, 134 in Oakland. San Francisco is actually a fairly small city. It doesn't have suburbs. It's confined by the landmass itself. 55 people killed, up 20%. You and I notice a pattern, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's so bad now they're recalling the DAs. And I'm sure there's going to be some other stuff that happens, but we'll have to see how it goes. It really would be interesting to see how they vote the next time they get a chance to vote.
Yes, indeed. And that, of course, will tell us everything, won't it? How
it will.
Are you willing to vote other than the way you've always voted before? Do you want change, or are you going to vote for more of the same? So hard for me to understand.
Indeed, it is. Tell everybody how to find you, please, sir.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I co-host on the Polite Society podcast. You get to see those each week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. Thank you, Bill, for having me on. It's great to be with you again this year.
Indeed. The only thing's bugging me is that the weather keeps changing and my throat dries out. That irritates me to no end. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking with Rob Morse, a writer and podcaster. How'd the podcast go in 2021? How did self-defense gun stories go? Did it grow? Had to have.
Yes, I had 147,000 downloads, which to me sounds like a big number, but I need more than that if I want to get some advertisers.
Well, I mean, the thing about this, though, is that, you know, you're coming off the Polite Society where you're part of an ensemble cast and you
right.
broke out and did this, and it's relatively new. I mean, it takes a little bit of time, doesn't it?
I've been out there 5 to 6 years, Bill. Isn't that hard to imagine we've been doing this that long?
Has it been that long?
Right.
Yeah. I don't have any calendars. That's my problem. I'm looking at a blank wall. I'm going to have to. It looks like I'm going to be moving here in the next couple of months. So the first thing going up is a calendar.
Oh, wow.
So I can keep from inserting foot in mouth.
Okay. But I appreciate it. I have a great time doing it. The people you have on, I think, are people you find interesting. I know I find you that way. And it makes it so enjoyable for me to listen to and to participate. I learn so much. I hope that comes across to our listeners as well.
Well, I hope so. Well, I mean, you know. I'm not going to go out there and go, and if they don't, who cares? Because that's not the way I feel about it. But, I mean... You know, I've gotten nothing but compliments on the times I've had you on the show. I mean, there's lots of people. I think there's some people that only listen to me because you come on the show. So,
what have you heard, you know, from WORD when you sub there? And it happens a lot over the holidays. Do some of your listeners follow you? I mean, I hear you cover these topics frequently.
Well, I mean, they carry my show as an affiliate. They carry it on Sunday night, so they're aware of what I do on the regular basis. So, yeah, I have had a little bit of bleed over into that. But the WORD audience, for it to be one single radio show, the thing I find interesting about it is how big it is, because they have this text line, and I see all kinds of area codes popping up there. I don't even know where they're all from. But it's a good signal, but it's not a blowtorch signal. It's a very good signal.
Right.
They are number one in their region. So, but having said all that, I do that primarily just to help oil up the chops and deal with different systems and everything else.
Sure, keeps you flexible, and you, the repertoire that you have with El Presidente is such a stitch. You guys play that so well. Okay, this one isn't funny. When I was talking about cities that had horrible record, not very good crime sprees with lots of innocent people dying, Seattle wasn't on the list. They had a bad year, but it wasn't a record. The bad news is 2020 was so bad, 2021 looks slightly better. All right, good. Except two anti-gun Democrats, endorsed by Every Town and Moms Demand Action, have been active in the Washington legislature. They say, you know, there are enhanced penalties if you shoot at someone from a moving car because you're just being so darn careless. You're recklessly endangering so many people. And they said, oh, no, that's racist. Because the people that do that and then get charged don't look white as much as everybody else. So we have to take that law away. And I'm going, wow. Wow.
They're never going to solve it. Listen, here's the deal. It's not about Black America. What's happening in these areas is based upon Democratic policy.
Yes.
And what they did to the Black family.
Right.
Starting in the late 60s, early 70s and everything. I mean, in the early 60s, before they started all this civil rights stuff and everything, and started the Great Society and all these other things, the incidence of married Black families versus married white families
right.
was nearly even, if not a percent or two higher, on the Black American side.
Yeah.
And then they completely destroyed that. They ripped that asunder. So, I mean... they're having the same problem in California, too, where they run up on somebody like, all right, here's a bunch of smash and grabbers. Oh, my gosh, they're Black. Okay, yeah. Well, they're committing a crime, okay? justice is colorblind. I know policy isn't, but justice is. So what are you going to do?
I think it was in San Francisco. The Rolls-Royce dealership was broken into in the middle of the day, not to steal cars, to steal accessories like jewelry, handbags that were logoed.
Yeah.
And the guys, the owner said, they know that if they're caught, they'll be out the next day. Well, okay, are you going to then donate some money to get that Chase Bodine, the horrible district attorney in San Francisco, out so that someone will come in and prosecute crime? I mean, it's tragic. Go ahead.
He's up for recall. We'll see.
We'll see. There was a study. I look at these gun control laws as a promise. Everyone's a promise I can turn around and verify. I'm not the only one. There's a study that came out of Massachusetts that says, wow, we have a lot of gun control laws, but they don't really have any consistent effect on our rates of crime. Whoa, wait a minute. If I say that, I'm a right-wing gun nut. No, these are a bunch of academics. Sorry, fellas, when we go do it, we see that robberies increased. Now, are there variations year to year? Of course there are. What people have then tried to do is conflate, oh, yeah, but last year people bought more guns. Well, which came first? We've been buying guns for the last two decades. Crime has been falling. Last year you messed with a bunch of laws, and then it jumped. So it's interesting that academics can find the truth once in a while.
I guess what's going to have to happen is it's going to happen to them. And I think that will clear their vision. But we're coming up on the next break. So if you would be so kind as to tell people how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. Little snack food of a podcast, about 20 minutes once a week. I co-host the Ensemble Cast at the Polite Society podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, the writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column. And once a week, Bill, I and the ninjas get to talk. Thank you.
That's right. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fire officials in Philadelphia say they're dealing with one of the worst fires in the city's history. The fire department saying 13 people, including 7 children, died when a blaze ripped through a row home that was converted into apartments. Philadelphia First Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy explaining what's being done to make sure this never happens again.
We are working with the Fire Marshal's office. We plan on and intend on getting a cause for this fire.
Private payrolls are seeing a big jump. ADP saying they grew by 807,000 in December. The number released more than double what Wall Street was estimating. The figure also released ahead of the jobs report, which is due out Friday. USA Radio News. Although the U.S.'s supply chain problems are easing up, the emergence of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 is threatening to undo that progress. Port Envoy to White House Supply Chain Disruptions Task Force John Porcari explains how the new virus strain has affected the supply chain.
There have been some increased outages from longshore workers and others. So far, that has not disrupted operations.
Porcari adds the global supply chain was stressed before the pandemic, but COVID has really exposed the problem. Americans bought more than 18.5 million guns in 2021, the second best year on record for gun sales. The sales were about 12% shy of the record-setting year of 2020. Gun sales in 2021 were 40% ahead of gun sales in 2019. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse. Been talking about. Did you hear that? Were you listening to the news in the break there, Rob?
Some of it.
Did you hear where Fauci got out there and finally admitted what everybody's known since about, I don't know, April 2020?
Yes. Yeah.
And I wonder what that'll do. I wonder what kind of a difference that's going to make. I wonder if they'll start recounting dead people now.
Well,
I don't think 30,000 people have died from COVID.
Right.
I think they've died with COVID, but not from COVID.
Yes, exactly. And what's someone said that we're living in an era of fear. We have a bunch of people who have confused reality with a media-fed reality, a politically manipulated media reality, and they've lost their minds a little bit. It's a contagion, they called it. And I have to say, yeah, they're right. Bill, we talked about that academic article out of Massachusetts.
Yes.
And where they go, oh, you know, we're surprised that gun control doesn't work. Well, I study armed defense. You know, I write about it every week, many times every week, both the details of how you and I do it, and also I look at the numbers, and somebody asked me to simplify it. I think I finally have a way to present it. Can I try it on you and the ninjas?
Certainly.
Okay. These numbers are simplified. We have about one fatal firearms accident a day. That's tragedy. We wish we could make that better. We have about 3,500 self-defense examples for each firearms accident. Suppose you want to put up liability insurance so that we make ourselves safer. Huh. Well, how much safer could we possibly make ourselves? If we eliminated every accidental gun death, now remember, we're not gonna. That we're not gonna get to perfection. Okay, but as we did that, would we decrease the number of times we protected ourselves every day? If we drop it from 3,500 to 35,499, it's a wash. Out of those 3,000 times we used a gun for self-defense, you told a single mom that she has to lock up her guns a certain way, and in some states, you can't even have ammunition with the gun while she obeys the law and becomes a victim in a robbery. Instead of being one of the defenders, she's now a victim. We do such a good job at looking at our own situation. We know that we've got a roommate who's not quite right. We're not sure what's wrong, but it's not safe to have a gun in the house. I've seen people, and Bill, I bet you've known them as well. They have a child. They go, wow, I really have to protect my family. They get a gun. Similar situation. I've seen brand new families say, the stress is too high. We've got so many visitors in the house. We're selling our guns. This may change later, but for right now, we make it fit our situation. And any gun control law is trying to force us into a mold that may not fit. And if they make it worse by just a few parts per thousand, when grandma would have grabbed her gun, but now it's locked up, it makes things worse, not better. I never thought of it that way before.
Yeah. Well, that's a good way to think about it. I mean, the other question is the method by which they would want to decrease accidental deaths.
Sure. It turns out when you look at those numbers, there's the straight up tragedy, the one that makes the papers. You know, somebody left a gun out. Some kid got it. The kid pulled the trigger. By the way, if you're a new gun owner and you say, my children aren't strong enough to pull the trigger, yes, they are. Infants are strong enough to pull the trigger. Don't do that. It's dangerous. We know better. But what they don't tell you about is the guy who can't have a gun safe because he's got a criminal record.
Right.
He can't. That's self-incriminating. Those are the guys, oh, the gun was in the couch cushions. Oh, the gun was under the pillow. The gun was up on the shelf. The gun was under the steps. Or you meet the guys who are addicts, who are so impaired, they do bad things. Now, what you and I would like to see is, okay, you paid for your crime. You're no longer a danger to society. You get all your rights back, including the right to bear arms, and please stop putting them under the steps. Yeah, but we're not in a perfect world yet.
No, but I mean, the gun control version of a perfect world, and I mean, I know people get upset when I say this, and I don't care. see, I am a modern-day pacifist.
Huh.
Okay. Now, to be a pacifist, I have to have the capability to make a choice.
Gotcha.
So I can make a choice. Like the other day, I got out of my car, and my door tapped one of those vinyl-covered rear-view mirrors where, you know, they put that covering on there because they're hitting bugs and all this other stuff.
Sure.
And at high speeds. So I didn't hurt the car. Now, I had a gun on me, and I said I was sorry to the lady sitting in the car. But she acted like I had attacked her. So I, you know, closed my door, and I just looked at her, and I said, I was sorry. And I walked away. But as I walked away, her husband was walking up, and I didn't say anything to him, because the situation was already hotter than it should have been in the first place. And it wasn't hot at all. So I went in the store, they stayed around for quite some time, and I was like thinking, oh, my God, am I going to get in a confrontation with somebody older than me because his wife was afraid of somebody tapping their rearview mirror? And thankfully, they drove away. But in a self-defense situation, because that's what it would have turned. If it had turned into anything, I wasn't going to engage the guy and get into a fist fight with him.
Right.
And I wasn't going to push him in that general direction. But if he decided to turn on the heat, then things would change, and that would be, you know, things would be out of my hands at that point.
Well, but
because I tried to walk away.
You probably would have, you know, if you were staying in the store, you go, I wonder how long I have to stay here and let my ice cream melt before this guy will leave.
That did occur to me. That did occur to me. So anyway, a pacifist, yeah. But a pacifist is somebody that can chooses either to destroy or to not.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, most people carry guns. They may not know it. They wouldn't call themselves that. But, you know, we're like the modern day Kwai Chang Kane from
right.
Kung Fu. You know, we're out there blowing, you know, playing a song on our flute and, you know, telling soft things about grasshoppers and everything else. But, you know, hey. Please don't back me into a corner. Yeah, we have a choice.
We have a choice.
Not having a choice doesn't make us noble.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's amazing that so many people would now like to have a choice. Good.
It is. It is.
I want them to.
Very much so is. One more time, if you would, tell everybody how to find you.
Okay, Grasshopper. I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. That's each once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. About 1,800 articles await you there. From there, the writing's picked up. It goes to Ammoland, where I get to write the weekly Armed Citizen column. Once a week, Bill and the Ninjas, thank you.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks.
One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with Rob Morse. We have been speaking with him, kicking off 2022 in the right fashion. So where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go back to Illinois. Do you remember they've had such a brouhaha about their FOID card? There were judges who said the firearms owner identification card that's required before you can buy ammunition, before you can touch a gun in a gun store, before you can go rent a gun. Well, yeah, that's the one. They said that was unconstitutional. Oh, another court said, oh, yes, it is. We can require it. Then somebody said, do you know in the law it says this can only cost $10? And here you have it charged for $10 plus an ID fee and a fingerprint fee and a this fee and a that fee and a statute. The guy goes, there's no way I can get this for $10. There's no combination of things I could possibly do where you'd say, here's state, here's $10, give me my FOID card. You've got to be breaking the law. And the judge looked at it and said, wow, yeah, the Illinois State Police are breaking the law. They owe refunds to everybody since 2015, and they owe lawyer's fees if you have to sue them to get it. Interesting. Do you think that gun owners, if they refuse to accept the class action settlement and each one hired a lawyer, by the way, the legal fees can be up to $100,000 in each case, the judge says, can't go above that. You think they'd get the state's attention? You think they'd get the bondholders' attention?
Probably the bondholders before they get the state.
Yeah.
The problem is that, I mean, they got some of the craziest ideas I've ever heard. Kim Fox, their DA,
right,
the other day,
yep,
refused to prosecute any gangbangers that were in a two-way shootout because they were involved in mutual combat. It wasn't one victimizing the other. Yeah.
Thank you. It makes no. Well, I think Kim Fox wants the system to collapse. She's a Soros, and on the other hand, I think the brown shirts are Soros's army. You know, she goes, no, I mean, I had to let gangbangers go. I had to let BLM go. Whoops.
We need to try to, we should start a project like Project Veritas. We could probably call it Project Soritas. And we need to infiltrate his stuff. Because I would love to understand, I'm sure he doesn't give money to these people sight unseen. There's got to be some sort of an interview process.
Right.
And I just like to see the interview process because And the interesting thing is that I think this is causing the wrong effect. They wanted to see an increase in crime.
Yep.
Now, I don't remember which Josh it was, but one of the Joshes with either the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence or the Violence Prevention Center. One of them got out there and said the quiet part out loud. They said, we can't push the progressive agenda and get it pushed through unless we disarm America.
Right.
They haven't been getting anywhere. They haven't been getting anywhere the old-fashioned way, which is, you know, to demonize guns every time somebody gets shot by some guy that was known by the FBI and was interviewed 26 different times by the cops and still walked around with a gun and didn't get arrested or nothing and then became a rampage shooter. So that's not working. So now they've decided to have a little, you know, just an increase in crime, sort of a crime rate Cloward and Piven, where it overwhelms the system.
Yeah.
And now instead of that being the case, now they got 12 million new gun owners to contend with because it went the wrong way because they tried to get rid of it.
No, exactly right. And we watched it happen. Brandon, oh, I'm sorry, President Biden.
Asterisk.
Okay. Mentioned gun control like 158 times last year, and yet they're not prosecuting. The number of federal prosecutions for federal firearms violations is going down. We're not prosecuting criminals. It's crazy town. So, and by the way, out of violent crimes, John Lott did the numbers, 8% are committed with a firearm. So you're telling me we're going to reduce crime by ignoring 92% of it. This is not working for me.
No.
And it's not working for the rest of us either.
No. I mean, the other interesting thing, though, while violent crime like homicide went up and assault went up, rape and armed robbery went down.
I think some of the victims were carrying.
Well, I think some of the victims were carrying, but I think that's I don't know. I don't know what to make of that, except that, you know, we had a lot more organized sort of Antifa and BLM crime going on than we have ever. So,
yeah,
don't know what to make of it.
I want to back up to Illinois, where we left before the break. I do not understand this. I can only speculate. Illinois said, the state police said, we're not going to post the expiration date on your firearm owner's ID card any longer. Well, and I'm going, keep laughing because I can't figure this out, Bill. Is this so that they can say, gotcha, you forgot to renew, turn all your guns in, you criminal you? Really?
Well, I was going to ask if that meant it didn't have an expiration date. I mean, isn't that where they're getting out there basically saying, we're going to commit entrapment, and here, you got to sign for this card so we can entrap you.
Could be.
Only us that have the Lucky Astrology infrared wand can see the we can figure out your expiration date. So by all means, leave and take it with you, and happy shopping, but sooner or later we'll have you. And I just keep thinking about Beverly Hills every time they come up with each little thing they try to do. I just keep thinking about Beverly Hills, because all of those Beverly Hills people, these are all leftists, and they're not conservatives. And now they backed Villanueva in L.A. Yeah. County.
Jeez.
And Villanueva got out there and said, you know, murder's gone up 30%, and if you could find a compelling reason to get a gun and carry one, I'd let you. But he just gave you the compelling reason.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think this is more a issue of culture, because I see it not just in L.A., but around the world. Canada, last May 2020, there was a new firearms requirements. You had to register, turn guns in. 160 people turned them in. Out of 105,000 outlawed firearms, 160 people turned, Canadians turned them in. In Italy, finally, you know, there's lots of countries, Mexico being one of them. They say you can't own a firearm in a military caliber. And I'm going, huh? So for them, that meant you couldn't have it in 9mm Luger. They invented 9x21 instead of 9x19. So they bored the chamber a little deeper. And finally, the Italian parliament said, nah, this is stupid. Stop it. So, great. Italians can finally join the rest of us and carry 9mm. Hot damn.
Good deal.
Right. So, and after that, yeah, there's this foreign country called Beverly Hills. I think they're falling right in with the rest of the with the Canadians and the Italians.
The only thing that remains to be seen is, will they change their thinking?
Huh.
Because I don't think these the high-end leftists like the Senate leaders from Illinois, her husband, I don't think they're against, they understand the utility of guns. I just think they're against me and you having them. But before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how to find you.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast each once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Put something up there last week. 1,800 articles wait for you there. My writing's picked up at Amaland, where I write the Armed Citizen column. Bill, thank you so much. Hope your voice gets better. Who's coming up
next?
Me
too. You know who, Dan. Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.